I'd like to read a little bit from Psalm 37. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, and be not envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass, and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will do it. And he will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it leads only to evildoing, for evildoers will be cut off. But those who wait for the Lord will inherit the land. Yet a little while the wicked man will be no more, and you will look carefully in his place, and he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land, and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. In this psalm, we're directed to not get too uptight, to fret not, to relax, to rest in our God. And the only way we can rest in him is when we acknowledge our disrest or unrest. When we acknowledge our failure, acknowledge our sin, in a sense, our confession of sin is a big inhale, and when we let it out, it's a big exhale. It's a recognition of our failure before our God, and a recognition that he is gracious to forgive and quick to forgive those who humble themselves before him. So here we have two kinds of people. Which kind will we be? That's what's presented to us. And I encourage you this morning to be among those who fret not and who cease from warring and striving and rest in our God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, as we come to you this morning, we acknowledge that this week we have been too uptight at times. We have taken on that which we should not take on. We have been like the evildoers. Today we confess our failures and acknowledge our sinfulness and acknowledge that we have turned our back upon you and trusted in our own ways and not in your ways. This morning, once again, in a fresh way, we commit ourselves to you. Commit our way to the Lord and trust in him. And thankfully, Lord, we know that you will do it. Thank you for your promises, for your truth, for your forgiving grace. We acknowledge our independence from you, our failure to obey your law, our failure to love our neighbor as ourselves. And thank you that you have forgiven us through Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.